You know what? The bottom line is all of those witnesses, they're all shifty shifts. Don't forget, there was no due process. You can't have lawyers. We couldn't have any witnesses. Right. We want to call the whistleblower. But you know who I want as the first witness? Because, frankly, I want a trial. You know, I can think I can have it.
You want a trial?
Whatever I want. Oh, I would. Look, number one, they should never, ever impeach. This is not impeach. I watched five people on your network yesterday say there's nothing here. Andy McCarthy, how about Ken, special prosecutor, special counsel, Ken Starr, he was fantastic. He said there's nothing here.
Yeah, nothing here. It is John Gibson. It is the Morning Digestion for this November 22nd, which is the 56th, count them, 56th anniversary of the John F. Kennedy assassination in Dallas, November 22nd, 1963. Your kids and grandkids weren't alive, don't remember it. I went to the the museum at Dealey Plaza this summer with the girls that were visiting the ranch. It's really impressive. It really is. It's quite fantastic. So I opened the Morning Digestion with Trump. I don't know how much I'm going to be able to put onto the podcast later. I'll do my best. But he was on. He called into Fox and Friends and was on an hour. I mean, I was busy working, but I could hear him just rattling on about everything, and I wasn't going to sit there and listen to it for an hour. And I mean, I know exactly how that is when you're sitting in the chair at Fox and you get, I never had the president on the line, but you get somebody on the line who wants to go on and on and on. And with anybody else, you know, you're like saying, okay, thank you. Let's move on. We got a break here. Not when it's the president. They're blowing brakes left and right, just roaring right through them. Because he's just on there going on and on and on and on and on. The news this morning, Trump calls Fox and Friends, goes on for an hour about everything. I guess the headline was that what you heard in the opening bite, I want a trial. The Hill, listened to it all and says Trump sticks to the debunked Ukraine theory on the DNC server. Either Brian or Steve pushed back on him. You know, people say that's really not a viable theory. That theory being that it was not the Russians so much who interfered with the 2016 election, but the Ukrainians, and that they have the DNC server. This is the CrowdStrike story, et cetera. And he said, well, no, that's what the word is. Okay. As I said before, he calls for a trial. He wants Schiff and the whistleblower as witnesses. On impeachment, I know, Neil in Utah, sorry, it's... What was the word? Monotonous and tedious and boring, but, I got to dispense with it. There's no more hearings for a while. Then the next step is it goes to the Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler's. But they've given up on witnesses. Anyway, Peggy Noonan's column in the Wall Street Journal, Trump defenders have no defense. And her line is, more deadly to Trump was what has never been said. In the 2 months since Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced a formal impeachment inquiry was underway, and the 2 weeks since the Intelligence Committee public hearings began, no one, even in the White House, has said anything like, well, he wouldn't do that, or that would be so unlike him. His best friends know he would do it, and it's exactly like him. it's probably true, but the thing is, the quid, I think you got to separate the apples and oranges. And the quid pro quo, which Gordon Sondland said Rudy Giuliani expressly demanded, was for the White House meeting. I don't think they're going to impeach him over a White House meeting. The quid pro quo for the military assistance, has not been established at all. No witness has said that they knew for a fact, like it came out of Trump's mouth, that he insisted on a quid pro quo for that military aid. New York Times, we've still got names on our list and they won't show up. Among the, this is an analysis piece by correspondent Peter Baker. Among those missing from the House Intelligence Committee witness list, besides Mr. Giuliani, were Mr. Pence, Mr. Pompeo, Mr. Mulvaney, and Mr. Bolton. Now that the panel's Democratic majority is necessarily not that the panel's majority is uninterested in talking with the Vice President, Secretary of State, Acting White House Chief of Staff, or former National Security Advisor, Democratic leaders have decided not to wage a drawn-out fight to force them to testify over White House objections. What they're talking about is, you know, it could take months, maybe even years, to sort out whether those people would have to go testify. And they've decided, well, we're going to do without them, even though they are the ones who could say Trump insisted on a quid pro quo or Trump didn't. So they're just moving on. Washington Post, okay, it's over. Dems figuring out what to do next. Money quote, Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff seemed to make the Democrats' next step clear, saying Trump's actions were beyond even what President Nixon did during the Watergate scandal and forced him to resign. That's just total bullshit. And Schiff knows it, but he's got to make his Democratic friends happy with him and make it sound good. Fiona Hill says the Russians want the Ukraine story out there. New York Times. Will Hurd, last graph of this story about Fiona Hill saying, oh, the president's playing into the Russians' hands and so forth. Last graph from Will Hurd, the Republican from Texas who isn't going to run again and has been critical of Trump. He said, an impeachable offense should be compelling, overwhelmingly clear, and unambiguous. And it's not something to be rushed or taken lightly. I have not heard evidence proving the president committed bribery or extortion. What he's talking about, of course, is the military aid. New York Times, Tim Egan, this is on the op-ed page, November 20th, 2019, decided the 2020 election. Tim Egan's full of shit. Washington Post, Lindsey Graham launches a probe of Biden, Burisma, and Ukraine. Ukraine's 2016 interference. Money quote, a spokesman for Graham said the Senate is now seeking the documents because Adam Schiff and the House Intelligence Committee have made it clear they will not look into the issues about Hunter Biden and Burisma. Russia investigation. FBI agent altered the FISA application. This is in the coming Inspector General's report. Now, I don't want to get y'all excited, so let me just say, what the Washington Post story is that Michael Horowitz's Inspector General report on this whole, you know, the launch of the Russia investigation will say there was a low-level lawyer who's since been fired who altered some aspect of the FISA application, but that overall the FISA application was legit. That's what they're reporting now. In the New York Post, Andy McCarthy, actually, there was Ukraine interference, just not Trump's favorite theory. And he says the Ukraine interference is supported by significant evidence. It includes professions of support for Clinton and opposition to Trump by Ukraine officials. It includes acknowledgments by Ukraine investigators that their Obama administration counterparts encouraged them to investigate Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. Politics. This is great. It could take California a month to declare a winner on the Super Tuesday. This is in the Wall Street Journal. This has to do with you know, same day registration, these become provisional ballots. The registration's got to be checked. And then so the registrar of voters in Orange County is saying, I'm telling people it's no longer election day, it's election month. Super Tuesday's in March. It could be well into April before California can declare a winner. New York Times targets Ken LaCourte as a Russian bot factory. Ken LaCourte was one of my bosses at Fox, as they describe him in the story, an acolyte of Roger Ailes. He worked for Roger for a long time. He was the LA bureau chief. Then he was in charge of .com for a while. He started this LaCourte news service. And, you know, he and John Moody, I talked to about working on LaCourte News. Nothing really came of it. I got busy and they went somewhere else. But having said that, I mean, the New York Times is attacking Ken LaCourte as a Russian bot factory. What he did was he wanted LaCourte News to be a center-right news aggregation service. And he didn't want it to be necessarily a Trump cheerleading thing or anti-Trump. But in order to drive readers to his service, he set up a, you know, right-wing website and a left-wing website, and he hired a bunch of Macedonians to write things for both the left and the right, and that they would then, you know, move towards LaCourte News to, you know, read the real news behind the stories. So as a result of that, the New York Times is saying Ken LaCourte is using Russian disinformation techniques. You know, I know him. I mean, I'm, you know, ostensibly I was kind of working for this website, although they really, you know, it kind of went off in other directions. And I did one piece for them, just a feature piece. And since then, I haven't done anything. But I'm here to tell you that basically what the New York Times is trying to do is kill the baby in its crib. They don't want Ken LaCourte or John Moody or anybody associated with Roger Ailes to have any influence anywhere. So they're trying to snuff out LaCourte News Service before it even really gets going. Obama warns against purity tests. This is in the New York Post. He's telling his acolytes, if you will, you guys, you know, you got to cool your jets. You're going to make it impossible to win. The Washington Post ran a piece called "Obama Conservative." This piece just points out that he's not anything like the radicalism of his Democratic heirs. And but then there's this great thing in the San Francisco Chronicle. Obama tells group who paid $10,000 to $350,000 to hear him, what you got to do is run on income inequality. Economy. I don't often have an economy story, but this is a fun front page of the Wall Street Journal. Hedge fund Bridgewater bets $1 billion the market will drop by March. And, you know, Bridgewater has, it's a $1.5 billion actually. They got a capitalization of $150 billion. So they're putting 1% of their money hedging that the market is going to drop. So, you know, be thee here warned. Social justice warriors, Florida students impeaching student body president for booking Don Jr. This is a op-ed in the New York Times by the people doing the impeaching, trying to explain why they're doing it. It's New York Times. Shep Smith gives $500,000 to make himself a journalism martyr. Gives a speech. Hispanic man who threatened Republicans gets 5 years in prison. He said an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. he ended the message by saying, "This is our law, and we are the majority." Anyway, he was threatening Steve Scalise and somebody else. New York Times, this guy wrote a book 40 years ago predicting migrant invasions. It's now declared to be racist. The book is called The Camp of Saints. Washington Post, fencing champions plan to rebuke Trump in White House visit. I bet they're canceled. San Francisco Chronicle, hundreds protest culture speech in Berkeley. She speaks anyway. Tech, WeWork doesn't work. Bullshit startup is about to lay off 2,400 people. Its founder walked away with $1.5 billion. Washington Post, Apple's random chat app is a sexual predator free-for-all. Wall Street Journal, Elon Musk's Tesla electric pickup. This thing kind of looks like a stealth fighter. Supposedly had bulletproof glass, but they throw a big metal ball at it and it shattered the glass. Embarrassing. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Researchers try to figure out the value of your dog. They say it's $10,000. Washington Post. This story amazes me in the Washington Post. Police put a tracking device on the suspect's car, then charged him with theft when he removed it. He found it and removed it. They said, oh, he didn't give him permission. I mean, even the judge is going, wait a minute. Page Six, which is the New York Post, Coldplay, that awful band, cancels tour, won't go on the road until it can be green. That idiot's lead singer says, yeah, flying is a problem because we have to fly around. But we're looking into solar power and all kinds of stuff for the concert. Bullshit. Okay. So it is November 22nd, the 56th anniversary of the Kennedy assassination. I went on a little long, I see. But anyway, write to me at host@johngibson.com. There's still time to call the bitch box, 859-544-2766. Follow me on Twitter at Gibson Radio. If you're listening to this, you need to subscribe to the podcast at johngibson.com. Go there, subscribe, and get the paid podcast, okay? I'll see you a little bit later.